Listen to the audio and do the exercise. Archer goes. Geoffrey Archer pulled out yesterday from the election to become Mayor of London after admitting that he had persuaded a friend to lie for him in court in 1986. He could now face criminal charges. This is, of course, not the first time that Archer has been economical with the truth. Early in his political career, the rumour spread that he had attended the famous Berkshire school, Wellington College. In fact, he had studied at the far more ordinary Wellington School in Somerset. It was also widely believed that he had studied for an MA at Oxford University. In reality, he took part in a postgraduate diploma course, a course for which he was not qualified. Elected to Parliament in 1969, he was said to be the youngest MP ever. Not true. There is no doubting his ability to make money. By 1974, he had already made a fortune in business, but various investment mistakes over a number of years meant he lost it all and was left with huge debts. Resigning from Parliament, he started writing to pay back what he owed. His novels became bestsellers and have earned him as much as £50 million over the years. He returned to politics in 1985, but was forced to resign a year later following stories that he had sent £2,000 to a prostitute, Monica Coughlan. Some newspapers suggested in their reports that Archer had had sex with Miss Coughlan. He took legal action and won libel damages of £500,000. Geoffrey Archer became Lord Archer in 1992, but questions over his financial dealings continue to this day, and his ability to exaggerate simple facts seems not to have decreased. So, will he survive this latest scandal? Only time will tell, but Archer has a reputation for being able to bounce back.